This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We have some early reports from the archery deer hunt, as well as the youth firearm deer hunt just a few weeks ago. And we'll be taking a look at fishing in each of Illinois' three large core lakes in this program. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, the archery deer harvest during the past week remained strong, but heavy rain and strong winds throughout parts of the state and the previous weekend depressed the weekend success rates. As of October 9th, Illinois deer hunters had harvested at a preliminary total of 5,281 whitetails. Last year's harvest for the same period was about the same, a little bit more, 5,413. Now, the top five counties for archery harvest during this period were Jefferson with 150, Pike with 127, Franklin with 122, Fulton with 118, and Jackson with 104. The harvest at that point consisted of about 70% does and 30% males. Now, results for local counties followed by the previous year's harvest for the same period show Calhoun County archers bagging 34 deer compared to 66 last year. Greene County hunters harvested 64 compared to 63. Archers in Macoupin County had recorded 81 compared to 76, while Morgan County hunters tagged 51 compared to 55. And the archery harvest in Jersey County for the same period was 35 to 43. And the Madison County harvest stood at 74 compared to 80. And Montgomery County hunters had bagged 61 compared to 65, while the Bond County harvest had totaled 32 compared to 25. As more crops are removed from the fields, more reports are expected to come in from hunters seeing deer. Best of all, the hunting will only improve during the next few weeks as the rut is quickly approaching. And as we mentioned, we did have some results from the youth deer season. As might be expected, the first segment of the 2017 youth deer hunt held October 7th to 9th resulted in a somewhat reduced harvest when compared to last year. Unsuccessful young hunters returned to the woods on November 17th through the 19th. Now, during the special hunt, Illinois youths bagged a preliminary total of 2,372 whitetails compared to 3,259 in 2016, which was also a three-day season. The year's harvest consisted of approximately 51.5% male deer. And the top five counties during this youth hunt were Pike with 115, Adams with 90, Randolph with 88, Jefferson with 76, and Jackson with 67. Results for our local counties show Calhoun County youths bagging 33 deer, up from 54 last year. Greene County young hunters harvested 34 compared to 17 a year ago. Youths in Macoupin County recorded 42 whitetails, which was 28 less, while Morgan County youths tagged 18 deer, down by 10 from last year. The youth hunt harvest in Jersey County was 23 compared to 34 a year ago. Madison County youths tagged 18 deer, down by 8 from 2016. And Montgomery County youngsters bagged 24 compared to 47 a year ago. In nearby Bond County, the youth harvest was 20 compared to 28 last year, and Sangamon County youth harvested 16, which was 12 less than last year. And as a final note, hunters are encouraged to support the Illinois Conservation Foundation at the annual ICF Director's Hunt at Wayne Fitzgerald State Recreation Area in Southern Illinois. The two-day controlled pheasant and quail hunt, co-sponsored by Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever, is sponsored for Monday and Tuesday, which is November 20th through the 21st. Hunting will take place on 25 fields at the Wayne Fitzgerald State Recreation Area, which is one of the state's best venues for upland game and other hunting opportunities. The event includes a late morning check-in and a lunch on November 20th, a full afternoon of hunting, followed by a cocktail reception, dinner, and auction in the evening. On November 21st, a morning hunt is scheduled. The ICF hunt, to benefit the Illinois Conservation Foundation Youth Hunts and Youth Conservation Education Program, is priced at $275 for individual hunters, or $1,000 for a team of four, which includes two hunts, two boxes of steel shot shells for each hunter, plus a guide and a dog if requested. And banquets only tickets are available for those who are unable to hunt for $50 each or for $75 a couple. Fishing is indeed looking up at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Our fall fishing is developing rather quickly with these cooler temperatures coming in every several days. And that's really dropping the water temperatures. Right now, Carlisle Lake is at about 444 stable stable, and it's in the low 70s, basically. White bass are still going strong. Anglers are catching these along the riprap using all types of inline spinner baits, like rooster tails. And they're also catching some on Little Georges. And the catfish, too. They are good. Anglers are catching good numbers of these fish on cut shad. Even white raisins are producing some pretty nice catfish. So we've got some good catfishing to be had. And the crappie fishing, it was good prior to the cold front. In fact, they had the Crappie Masters Tournament held there this weekend. It was a qualifying tournament, and many of the big names were in town. And while the average catch was quite exceptional. In fact, it was 3/4 to a pound each fish they brought to the scales practically. There just was not a whole lot of them. It seemed like the fishing had slowed a little bit, probably due to the cold front, and that will resume again as these temperatures rather stabilize, I'd say. And at Lake Shelbyville, their bass were fair on, in fact, even better at times on spinnerbaits, plastic worms, and jigs. There have been fishing some of the deeper water areas off the points and around the cover and around the weedgrass. And the catfish, they're just rated fair on liver and cut baits. Crappie are rated fair to good, however. Jigs and minnows are producing good numbers of these fish in the coves, and a few also near the standing timber. And the white bass were fair on two jig rigs, blade baits, jig and twisters, spinner baits up on a windblown flat. So lots of good fishing to be had there. And at Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, more excellent fishing to report. Largemouth bass were rated good. Minnows, spinnerbaits, worms, and black and blue jigs producing most of the fish. Reports of fish are coming in from the Jackie Branch, Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. And they're fishing in the shallow bays near the brushy cover and bushes. And the crappie fishing, as it has been throughout the year, excellent. Mealworms, small, medium minnows, quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs, all yielding good fish from the shallow water fish attractors, also from the shoreline. Fishing near structures, hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky, the Sailboat Harbor, Markham Coves, and Ina Boat Ramp. You might try the Jackie Branch Breakwater and along the Mine 21 Road if you're a shoreline fisherman. And the bluegill, rated good. Small jigs, worms, mealworms, waxworms, crickets, all yielding fish in the Sailboat Harbor and the Mine 21 Road. You can also fish shallow with crickets and worms and small jigs, fish in the backs of the necks and on the shallow banks and along the rocks. So there's more good fishing there. And the channel catfishing, excellent. Lots of large fish coming in on large minnows, leeches, commercial catfish baits. Try leeches in moving water or drift fish to flats. Set your line 3 to 4 foot deep and fish over the rocks and try the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch, Jackie Branch, the North Sandusky Day Use Area. All good spots to try for channel catfish. And the white bass here is also good. Inline spinners, jigs, and curly tail grubs producing most of the fish. The reports of fish are coming from the I-54 bridges and around the rocks and drop-offs, and they're fishing the shallow bays near the brushy cover and bushes. So there's more good fishing to report, and I think more will be coming on as these cooler temperatures arrive and these water temperatures drop even more. So I think we're in for some fabulous fall fishing. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.